This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Brishus Moiri V'Rabi Hagayin Hagadol Rav Noya Chayzakol Bam Shlita. Rebbe, I thank you. And my Talmidim know that I thank you for, since I was a little boy, you were my role model. You were my role model. Goyin in Torah, what it means to be a Goyin in leadership. Talmud Chacham with Midas, which I fell in love with. Rebbe, I fell in love with you. If I could say that. And this love I give over to my Talmidim. I sit here with Rav Ilan Shlita. Rav Ilan, I love you. The community loves you. And what we love about you is your Mesiras Nefesh. You spoke about my Mesiras Nefesh. I think yours is a little more. Talmud Chacham, I remember how you started. I remember the Mesiras Nefesh. You had to fight Milchemta Shel Torah. You should keep on fighting with Midas and Erlichkeit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you Siyata Deshmaya Rav Ilan.
Amen.
And you should have Harbeh Hatzlacha.
Amen.
I'm not going to be long. I feel the Rav spoke. So I'll just say Bekitzur. A thought I had sitting at the Siyama Shas. I looked around and something came to me, something very profound. There's a vort in this week's Parsha that we just read in Parsha's Vayigash, which I think highlights the Siyama Shas. Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef. He sends Yehuda to go first before he comes down to Mitzrayim. Yehuda has a mission. And Rashi says, what is the mission? L'sakin Loi Beis Talmud. To create. L'sakin, interesting lashon, L'sakin, to fix, almost a lashon of fixing. A Beis Talmud. There's a few questions, Rabbi Yisai. Why Yehuda? Why Yehuda? Yisachar is the Rosh Hashiva, the Talmud Chacham, the Lamdin. The Rambam actually says that Yaakov Avinu designated Levi to be Rosh HaYeshiva. So either Yisachar or Levi. Why Yehuda? Why was it Yehuda's job, his mission, to create L'sakin Lo Beis Talmud, a yeshiva before Yaakov comes? And what's wrong if we create the yeshiva once he comes? Why does it have to be before he goes down to Mitzrayim? And the Lashon HaPasuk, Rabbeisai, says El Yosef. Where did Chazal see that it means to fix, to establish a yeshiva if it says he sent them to Yosef? Many gave different terutzim. Why Yehuda? Yehuda's malchus, Yehuda's gvura, Yehuda's leadership. Bekitzer, it's late. Yehuda's mission was to fix the Achdus. Mayigash Elov Yehuda. The Midrash and the Chazal are full. That here, the Mesiras Nefesh over the Achva was the Tikkun. And therefore Yosef said, now it's time to reveal myself. Yaakov sends Yehuda with a mission. A mission of Achva. To fix the Achdus, and the only way to do that is L'sakin Loi Beis Talmud. Achdus, Achdus, Achdus. Unity in Klal Yisrael. Unity of a community is Torah, Torah, Torah. The Siyum HaShas unified Klal Yisrael in a beautiful way. All types of Eden coming together, united in a daf. From what I understand, that was Rav Meir Shapiro. That's why he created the daf Yomi. That Eden should unite, and they should all be learning the same daf. And through that, we become a nation. And this is all we have in Galus, Rabbi Isai. There's nothing that could unite Klal Yisrael. There's nothing that you can unite a community more than Torah and Torah. I'd like to just take one more minute of your time. There's another lesson that needs to be learned in the Daf Yomi. The Siyum HaShas, we had two generations. Forgive me if I speak from the heart a minute. We had the generation that went through the Holocaust and the generation of today sitting at a Siyum HaShas. You know, Rabbi Isai, there's different Nisyonis for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. Sometimes the Nisyon is beguf that they want to kill Klal Yisrael. And it takes tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. We got to give up as Karbonis our guf. Maybe just as difficult is the Mesiras Nefesh of our generation. To learn, even though outside is Nisyonis difficulties, all the different things that pull us away, that's also a Mesiras Nefesh. You know, Yaakov Avinu was makriv a korban on the Har HaBayis, in the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam actually tells us Adam was, Noach was, and Yitzchak and Avram was makriv Yitzchak. But we don't find Yaakov was makriv a korban. There's an interesting Tzrar Amar. The Tzrar Amar says that when he got the dream, he got the dream, Yaakov Avinu. He puts an even, he puts a stone. Vayitzayk shemen al roisha. He puts oil. Where did he get that oil from? Says the Tzrar Amar, Shem Kadmainim, that he had it in his stick. He carried it. And this was the oil that he used to learn through the nights. He needed light. Yaakov Avinu says, what gave me the strength through the gullus was makli, my stick. What is the stick? Avartias hayardin hazeh, makli is the oil. And Yaakov takes this oil and he puts it on the mizbech that he built, because that's Yaakov Avinu's carbon. There's different type of carbonis. Sometimes it's Akedah, it's Holocaust, where we're taken and we're put into an oven, into a crematorium. And sometimes the Hakrav is Torah, when it's difficult. Torah at night. Night, Mashiach Chachma says, is Gullus. Yaakov gets all his Nevuah in Gullus, at night. Because Rabbi Shem is saying, I'm with you at night. I'm with you in the Gullus. I want to end with a story. And I think the Ayla will take away this from this story something very, very big chizuk. The last letter that my grandfather, Reb Shmuel David Wolkin, received from his father during the Holocaust. It's printed in the Hagdamas of all the Beis Arins. So it's somewhat of a long letter. I'll just take out the last part of the letter. He says that in today, the time that we're experiencing, bothers me that we can't learn in Davin. Klal Yisrael is in a situation in a Holocaust. How does the Eibishter, how does he feel? He's not getting the Torah of Klal Yisrael. But I could say about myself, children, don't worry. I've kept every hanhaga that I've kept, have done, I still keep today. I keep it through the Holocaust. I didn't miss even one hanhaga. Davening, learning. And because of that, I'm weak. But I see from myself that when the gashmius is weakened, the ruchnius becomes stronger. And a person can live on ruchnius alone. That was the last letter that the Zayda sent. And I found out the history of this letter. There's a lot of details to the story, but I don't want to take too much more time. I met Rabbi Yosef Kain in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidim know all the details of the story. Rabbi Yosef Kain is the son-in-law of Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. He's the father of Rabbi David Kain, Rabbi Shiva of Chevron. And he told me, your name is Aaron Walkin. I want you to meet somebody. I come to the shul, Harry Fischel, and he introduces me to somebody. And he says, this is Aaron Walkin. The person's face, his demeanor, became very serious. And he said, Aaron Walkin, my Rav, I'm a Pinsky Yid. I was the last person to see Yozeda the Beis Aaron. I was the last person. What was the story? The Beis Aaron was in hiding because the Nazis were coming. And then when they finally came and they started making decrees, no more davening, no more learning, Yozeda came out of hiding. And he hid his beard and he put on a casket. And he went from house to house where the B'nai Torah were. And he knocked on their doors by himself. And he says, I opened the door. I was a B'nai Torah. I got the knock on the door. And I was surprised to see the Rav. And he started pleading with me that we'll all come together in a home, in this particular house. He says, he himself will be there. He'll learn and he'll say shiurim and he'll daven. He wants that the person should sign. The bachrim should sign. Even if it means Kiddush Hashem, Mesiras Nefesh, to give up your life. He says, I was ready to do it, and then my mother came, and she started pleading with me. They thought that if we don't antagonize the Nazis, nothing will happen. Of course, it was a silly thought. We know that it's not true. But she said, don't do it. And then all of a sudden, your grandfather, the Zayda, started to cry. Was deep. How could the Pinsk be without Torah? And the tears went on my lapel, my jacket. And I was so moved that I said, I'm signing and I'm coming. And I was part of the group of B'nai Torah that was together with Yezeda till the last moment when they took him away. Yet, I was able to escape, and throughout the Holocaust, what kept me was the Torah that I learned in that house. The Torah that I learned under the duress of giving up my life with the Mesiras Nefesh. Now I understand the letter, that he didn't miss one on Haga, his drashas. He says he gave drashas. What's the point I'm trying to bring out, Rabbi Yisai? Torah is Mesiras Nefesh. There was generations where the Mesiras Nefesh was to give up our lives. And our fathers did it. We come from a lineage of Yidden that gave up life for Torah. Today, we have to be Mesiras Nefesh differently. Every generation has its own Mesiras. And it needs its own Mesiras Nefesh. Nevertheless, it's Mesiras Nefesh. You talk about my Mesiras Nefesh. I thank the Eibishter for giving me this chus to watch how you go. My entire coil beautiful B'nai Torah, your Mesiras Nefesh. It's probably bigger than my Mesiras Nefesh. I grew up with this. I don't have much choice in it, as they say. You're fighting a fight, a struggle, your Moisa Nefesh. This is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Sitting right here in front of you, Rabbi Yisrael. This is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And this is what we asked Eibishta. We're in Golus, yet we're still your children. And we still Moisa Nefesh for your Torah, the Achdus, as one nation, as one people. My bracha to all you, the Mesaimim. Take this lesson. Go into the community and be marbitz Torah, be mesiras nefesh, selfless. Be selfless. That's Torah. I wish you all habracha atzlocha. Thank again the Rav for everything. And amidst Hashem, yeah, we're going to give out the smichas. And amidst Hashem, you should all be zeicha to banim, bnei banim, oiskim atayra. And b'schus this, we should have the geula shleima b'meher b'yomeinu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.